You know I love that intro, don't you?
I do. I know, and I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do.
It just makes me so happy, you know, and just hearing how hard it rocks kind of like makes me feel like, what's the word I'm looking for here? I'm usually not at a loss for it. Excited, happy, eager, amped up, whatever the word may be. So I am just so amped up to have our guest on this week. But I want to just talk briefly about what we had happen, you know, a couple weeks ago with Second City Canine Rescue and their Cocktails for Canine event. It was just a huge hit. You know, as far as I know, I think we exceeded our goal. But, you know, I'll get final numbers and we'll advertise that shortly. But Sia, thanks to you and all the work you did in helping support that. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, no, thank you. Look, you know how I feel about animals. And, you know, look, there are days when I just love our, you know, four-legged friends more than the two-legged friends. So, no, thank you for all the hard work. Because you know, all the charities out there, look, money doesn't grow on trees and they always need help. So thank you for your support. It's always inspiring, Chris. You're always like so hyped up and excited.
I am.
You hype me up.
But you know what else made, so you were excited for the eclipse last show. And I didn't talk about it, but I was so excited because my favorite band, Pearl Jam, released a new album on Friday. And I haven't stopped rocking to that. And so in comparison, the album is fantastic, but it holds no candle to your introduction. So with that said, I'm going to kick you off. And I want to bring on Miss Karen Brooke. She is with The Bridge Youth and Family Services out of Palatine, Illinois. She is the development associate with that organization and my esteemed colleague for an upcoming amazing event that we're going to be working on together, which is why I have this fancy lid on, Karen. But if you don't mind, please introduce yourself and tell listeners and viewers a little bit about you personally.
Absolutely. First of all, love the hat.
Thank you.
I'm Karen Brooke. I'm the development associate for the Bridge Youth and Family Services here in Palatine. I've been here just about a year. And we help children and families achieve social and emotional health and offer many services, and those services can be free if they can't afford it. And that's why we're raising money all the time to keep our programs going, to keep our kids safe and healthy and in treatment.
Yeah, well, we'll get to The Bridge briefly. I want to know about you, Karen. Like we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and you know, you told a brief story about how you got into this line of work. Let's face it, right? Like raising money is not an easy task, no matter the mission, no matter what you're trying to achieve. There are great missions out there in all forms, right? But right. How did you get into what you're doing? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I started as a volunteer for the American Cancer Society when I lost my husband to cancer. And eventually went on staff there and absolutely loved it. I realized I'm a professional beggar, and I do. not everybody can say that.
It's hilarious. No, well, listen, you know, first off, I want to, you know, just issue my condolences on the loss of your husband. I'm certain that, you know, that can't be easy. But, you know, what I'm finding and working with great folks like yourself is that there's always something great that comes out of something tragic, right? No different than an experience I had a few years ago in another endeavor of mine. But hearing how you just dove right into the American Cancer Society, like, you know, that has to be so inspiring in itself. And then it led you on to now making a career of being as a professional beggar, as you said. So, you know, how did you make like a profession of it? What really inspired you to make this your job?
Well, I was working really closely with some of the people there, the you know, people on staff, and became friends with them. And you know, would just I liked what they did, and I thought this might be what I want to do. Prior to that, I was a paralegal.
You know what, Chris? So we talked last time with Christina Morrison from Second City Canine Rescue. She was an attorney.
Oh, so okay.
Now there's something now. Maybe I'm the outlier because I don't have a law degree. I'm not smart enough, but like there's like something going on here with getting out of the legal industry and getting into the fundraising. But But I know you're fantastic at what you do. And as I said earlier, you know, there are a lot of great charities here. I think in the state of Illinois, last I looked, there's like 56,000, which is amazing in itself. But let's turn, you know, away from you a little bit and talk now about the Bridge Youth and Family Services. And you mentioned briefly all the amazing work that it is you guys do. But, you know, if you don't mind, recap a little bit about that. And then, you know, how do families access you? What are some of the more detailed things that you'd like folks to know?
A lot of the families that we do get are referrals from their schools, or, you know, professionals at the schools will refer us to their client, you know, to have the kids come here. We also get a lot of crisis calls from hospitals, police departments, runaways, lockout children. So we get our clients from pretty much any walk of life. If they're having a problem at home, if they're having problems with school, if they're just having difficulty being at school and, you know, bullying, all that, they have a home here at the Bridge. We have somebody that can talk to them 24/7 if need be. We take calls throughout the night, crisis calls. We have people on call all the time.
Yeah, it's making my heart flutter as you know speak of, you know, just the accessibility, right? Let's face it, particular to youth. We know that the mental health crisis is just exponentially rising, you know, in a concerning rate, and ever since COVID and now social media and the violence and yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. But just having a service like yours being so accessible 24/7, you know, makes me as a parent feel comfortable knowing that there's a resource out there, right? And there's other hotlines, 988 and such.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, but with that being said, you know, I've been in your office a few times as we're preparing for this week's event, and I see firsthand just the love and care and attention that is given by some of the professionals, you know, to some of those, you know, clients or those in need. So talk a little bit about your staff, like those that you guys work, who you have volunteering, you know, those types of things.
Well, our staff is amazing. They give 100% every day and sometimes more. they're on call, and they will get out of bed and take the call and take care of whatever we need to do. We have a great board of directors who are very passionate about helping us and keeping us going and steering us in the direction that we need to go to make sure that we're helping as many kids as we possibly can and families. I actually met, we'll talk about the gala and casino night, but we have an impact family that a woman will be speaking from her heart about her son that comes to us. And I met her. I just went out to the hall to meet her to find out what dinner her and her husband wanted, and talked for 45 minutes, and we were both crying in the vestibule when all the people were coming in. They were probably looking at us a little funny, but
that's okay. That's
the stories we hear, and they just make you want to help, and that's what we're doing this Saturday night.
Yeah, well, you know, as it's said, the work that you folks do doesn't come free, right? And you wouldn't be without a job if there wasn't a need for fundraising, right? So let's applaud that. But nevertheless, right, talk to us a little bit about your funding from the Bridge. You know, I'd love for folks to get an understanding of how your money comes in, where it goes, why we're having a fundraiser, which we'll talk about next. But I think it's important for those coming to the event this Saturday and those listening to know why there's an ask. Too often people just ask and not explain why. So I want to give you that opportunity to explain.
Well, we do accept insurance, Medicaid. We just recently started taking Medicaid probably about a year or so.
Awesome.
But we still have families that cannot afford our services and don't have access to things like that. And so, you know, those families do get free help. We also need the funding to be able to keep our programs running. We're in several schools. We just opened offices in the YMCA in this area and looking to expand that a little bit more so that there's more access to care. We literally, on most nights, every office here is filled with somebody in therapy. Mm-hmm. I was here doing baskets the other night and I was just pulling everything out and they were like, oh good, you're done with that conference room. We need it.
Yeah. You don't have enough space. And even when I go meet with you, it's like, hey, here's a corner for us to sit in, which is fine. I don't need anything lavish by any means, but if you're watching folks, please scan the QR code. It'll take you directly to bridgeyouth.org. You can learn more about their services. I'm sure there's ways to make donations if you can't attend this Saturday's event. But Karen, I wanted just to ask you two quick questions. You know, what's the operating budget? I'm sure as a financial professional, you have a goal overall on a yearly basis of raising money. So, you know, we'll talk more about what the event's goal is, but you know, what type of money does it take to run the bridge and all the great things you guys do?
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I don't have exact figures. I would say we're probably... I can't even.
No, that's okay. Listen, and at the end of the day, it's a lot, right? And,
it's a lot.
And frankly.
And we're always chasing, you know,
mm-hmm.
it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a couple of villages to help children in need.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it. And so, you know, we just put up, let's help you folks get this coming Saturday. Our goal is going to be $150,000. Are we going to meet it? I don't know, but we're going to put it out into the world and talk a little bit about the upcoming Saturday's Gatsby Casino Night, your annual fundraiser. That's the reason why I'm wearing this cool hat. But I want you to tell folks all about the amazing event you've planned and your role. Some of the amazing, awesome opportunities folks have to bid on things and raise a little money for the bridge.
Well, we're going to be at the Wild Onion in Lake Barrington Saturday night. Doors will open at 5:30, and we're just about at a sellout crowd.
All right. I like it. If you haven't bought your tickets and if you can come and you haven't yet, what are you waiting for? Let's sell this thing out. Let's sell it out. There it is. Yes.
I love it. We will be having this amazing MC.
I don't know who that would be by any means. Yeah. No, it's my honor. You know, I want to just say, you know, being local to you guys and getting to know more about what it is you do and getting to know you on a personal level and Chris as well has just been, you know, a great honor. And again, as I said, so comforting as a father to know that your services exist. So yeah, I can't wait to be the MC, to raise a bunch of money to, as we were saying earlier, maybe I'll dress as a gangster from the Gatsby prohibition area and rob some folks of their money. But yeah, continue. I'm just so excited.
I completely forgot what you asked me.
No, the casino night. You were complimenting me. Yes. And I couldn't hesitate but to thank you and steal the show. But all kidding aside, no, talk about casino night. You know, we're going to have some great games. And how's that going to work?
Well, we have a company coming out that'll be setting up some blackjack tables, craps tables, and roulette. You get coins to play with the ticket price, and there's ways to get more tickets if you need to keep the gambling going. But before we do any of that, the Wild Onion is preparing a great meal for us, and we have live auction, silent auction, and raffles. There'll be a 50-50 raffle, and we have entertainment coming.
A crooner, right?
Jack is a legend in the Chicagoland area. If you go to his website, you'll see him in every place. He's sometimes double and triple booked on the weekends.
Oh, gosh. So wait, he's not double or triple booked Saturday because I can't sing. Like, if you're going to rely on me to sing, we're out. We're not going to raise any money. Actually, they might pay us to get me to stop. But
Well, we might have to try that.
All right, we're in.
No, I spoke with him this morning. He is all set and ready to come.
Fantastic.
And I believe he has his lovely wife that's going to be singing with him.
Amazing. So you spoke about really quickly live auction. You know, what are some items you're excited about? Some things that I'm going to be tasked with selling?
Well, we do have some tickets for the Rolling Stones concert coming up at Soldier Field. And
now, I will tell you, I just sold a pair of those last event I did.
Yes.
And they were great seats and they went for really big money. People are excited about the Stones. So let's face it, this might be the last time you get to see the Mick, right? So like you got to take advantage of it. All right.
We actually have 4 tickets, so that's cool. And I looked them up and they're row 123 straight on to the stage. So
nice. Amazing.
Really good. We have a golf and overnight stay package, and some other things coming in still.
Fantastic. Yeah.
We bring things into the very last minute.
Listen, you're not the only one. You know, I've been working these events and even hosting my own for many years. And it's like up until the first guest arrives, there's some like, you know, wrench thrown at you, curveball that you got to try to hit out of the park. But I have all the faith in you, Karen. You know, I'm just so excited. And the last thing I need to know is like, what, aside from this awesome hat, what's the attire, right? Like, what's the Gatsby theme all about?
Well, the Gatsby theme is roaring 20s. Guys in their nice black suits and all that, and the ladies in their flapper dresses. It is optional to dress in the era, but otherwise it's black tie optional. And we're just looking for a great time.
Yeah. No, there's been some great comments, you know, Miss Raquel Flores and the Influencers Connection Corner. If you don't know her, Karen, she's out of Houston and a great friend of mine, and I admire her very much, but she does great work working with the youth, Latina population down there. And so, you know, just being able to connect you with folks like her now, is just another great result, you know, a great result of the appeal. And one of my ambitions through my company, Hail Hail Auctions, we were talking off stage a little bit earlier about this roundtable consortium idea I have and this idea sharing. And, you know, as believe it or not, I'm working an event coming up for an organization that serves, you know, the underprivileged youth out of Honduras. And I already knew a connection, Peter Schaller. So like it's already working. And so I'm excited for you to get to know some of my friends and my friends to get to know the amazing work you do. And if you're watching out there, folks, please scan a QR code, send a dollar or two or 10, you know, the bridge's way. You know, everything helps. We got a lot of money to raise on Saturday. Go to their website, thebridgeyouth.org. And Karen, before we start to say goodbye, I want to just give you the floor one last time. Please scan that QR code. But one, you know, just hype up yourself and the bridge and the Gatsby Casino night, and then I'll take the floor before we sign off.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you to you for having me on today and getting me through this.
Yeah, no, you did fantastic. What do you start the show?
And yes, please help support the bridge. If you want to send a donation, you can do it right online. You can give me a call at the office, scan that code, get involved. We're always looking for volunteers. If you want to get involved with our children, we do have a mentoring program. All sorts of things that you can do to help the bridge and help the youth that are going to be taking care of us in our older years.
That's right. Don't remind me. Don't remind me as my back starts to creak. But no, Karen, you know, listen, as I said, you know, being able to serve as the auctioneer and MC this coming Saturday is going to be my honor. And I have a job to do, right? And so my goal is to exceed that 150,000 and let folks know why they're there. And you know, please, again, check out bridgeyouth.org. If you can buy a ticket, if you're local and want to come, we got a few more left, as Karen said. And then also check out my website, hailhailauctions.com. There you can see some great content. You can see past episodes of The Appeal, find ways to connect with me to help your organization. I always say, like, I'm trying to come up with these weird themes, Karen. Before we sign off, I want to ask you to, you know, like my whole shtick is like rock and roll, right? Like I love Pearl Jam, and that's why I might even be bidding on the Stones, to be honest. But nevertheless, like I always say, like, you know, I want my company to be like where money saved, you know, where money raised is love saved. Like I want to promote love in the world. And I know you folks do that with the bridge. So thank you so much. So Sia, if you don't mind, let's hype some other great friends of mine. Karen, take note. These are some great other podcasters and do-gooders in the world. But let's put that graphic up, Madame, if you don't mind. She's going to be like, you didn't tell me you were doing this week. See, if you're back there and you want to come up and scold me, you can. But while we're waiting, Karen, again, Wild Onion Brewery, Lake Barrington, Illinois, Saturday, April 27th, the day after my birthday, nonetheless. My birthday is Friday, so we'll be celebrating that as well. I guess we're going to sign off. Sia, if you're not, here she is.
No, I'm laughing because I'm like, no, you didn't tell me about that. So I don't have the graphics, but I do have the QR code.
The one from last week, the friends, our friends, all of my friends that I love so much.
All right. Well, I did not pull up that. Right, so there's a QR code.
Yep. So my great friends out of Canada, the Soaring Prophets, they do fantastic work raising awareness for great businesses and charities and great folks in the world. So I would check them out if you don't mind. I love them. Soaring Prophets, give them a follow, a like, a subscribe. Zen Sandwich, Japan, right? He's out of Tokyo. He talks about all things Zen. And he actually provides some peace and calmness in my life, believe it or not. But he also gives me a lot of laughs and a lot of rubs. But Mark Reed is a fantastic. Keep him coming, Sia. Who's next? The infamous Miss Raquel Flores, who I highlighted earlier in her connection corner. She is the model of social media, as far as I'm concerned, with highlighting great people and just creating a following and doing good herself in the world down as I said, in Houston. So Raquel, thank you. We got, there they are, Towsy. So if you don't know, they have the most comfortable, I don't want to call them pillows, but I'm going to call them pillows and Janice will yell at me, but they provide comfort in all walks, airplanes. I don't have mine on because it's at a different location, but nevertheless, Janice is doing great things. Who's next? There she is, Miss Sia. Yes, a Torrent and Brilliant Beam Media, who this would not be possible without. A fantastic job producing, as always. And I think we had one or two more. Are we done?
I mean, if you want to, like, you know, promote my Jody, other show.
I want to promote everybody. Well, like, that's what I do. Listen, if you haven't figured it out, I sell things. So I want to sell everybody. Please subscribe now on this. Go to brilliantbeammedia.com. Jody Lamb, who we didn't highlight, but I want to as well. Structure your settlement. Karen's getting bored. So we're going to sign off and say, see everybody Saturday at Gatsby Casino Night. I'll be wearing my hat, maybe a gangster outfit. Karen's going to be in a flapper dress. I heard it, right, Karen?
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks once again. See a fantastic job as always. And let's roll that outro.